Unit 11.
단문 독해.
1. Recently, cardboard has been used to make a new kind of bicycle. It is different from a normal bike in many ways. The cardboard is composed of special organic materials that make the bike waterproof and fireproof. The tires are made of recycled rubber, and a car timing belt is used instead of a heavy chain. Even the brake mechanism and the wheel and pedal bearings are made of reprocessed materials. The cardboard bike is estimated to weigh 65% less than the average metal bicycle. 2. In ancient Rome, it was thought that sneezing provided evil spirits with an opportunity to enter the body. Sneezing was also one of the first symptoms of the plague. So, when Rome was seized by a deadly outbreak of the plague, people attributed it to evil spirits. To combat the spread of the disease, the Pope instructed people to pray. In response, people began using the phrase, "God bless you," to help protect sneezers from the illness. 3. There are some people who use facts to deceive others. They give you true information, but leave out parts that should be included, creating a false impression. Imagine if one of your coworkers told you that he won a special honorable mention award in a photography contest. You might think he's a great photographer, but later you found out that everyone who entered the contest was given the same special award. A half-truth like this can be just as bad as a lie. 4. When the brand name Coca-Cola was first translated into Chinese, it came out sounding like Kikukila. This was close to the phonetic sounds of the name, but the translation that had been chosen meant "bite the wax tadpole," or "female horse stuffed with wax." After much research, Coke came up with a better alternative, Coca-Cola, which is still used in China today. The new name can be loosely translated as happiness in the mouth. 5. You might think that sunlight is the main factor that influences when a flower blooms. Actually, it is determined by the amount of uninterrupted darkness the plant receives. Plants that flower during long periods of darkness and brief periods of sunlight are known as short-day plants. Daisies and poppies are examples of plants that have the opposite requirements. These plants, which bloom when days are long and nights are short, are called long-day plants.
수능 독해.
1. Paper money in India comes in several different values, from 5 rupees to 1,000 rupees. Now, however, there is a new bill available, the 0-rupee note. Although it is not legal currency, this bill was created in 2007 by a non-profit organization to help fight corruption. In India, bribery is recognized as a pervasive problem. Government officials often refuse to provide free services unless they are given money first. Therefore, these bills were created to be used by people who have been asked to pay a bribe. The 0-rupee notes have various phrases written on them, such as "eliminate corruption at all levels." The goal is to shame government officials who accept bribes and to let them know that there are groups who are fighting this type of dishonest behavior. 2. In 1993, Robert Young, a researcher with the Department of Psychology at the University of Texas, discovered that our perception of others is influenced by their names. The results of several experiments conducted among college-aged subjects demonstrated that people with names that were more common in the past than they are now were assumed to be less popular and intelligent than people with names that are more common now than they were in the past. Similarly, we develop expectations about people based on their appearance, as though looks and behavior must match. Perhaps this is why we are shocked when someone acts in a way that doesn't fit his or her appearance. For example, we wouldn't expect someone with an innocent face to behave violently. 3. For centuries, people have worried about machines taking jobs away from humans. But when this does occur, new jobs tend to appear in their place. After machines ended the demand for skilled weavers during the Industrial Revolution, for example, workers were needed to assemble newly invented items, including automobiles, airplanes, and electronics. These days, the jobs of white-collar office workers are being wiped out by new technology. However, new occupations are already popping up in their place. These jobs require empathy and long-range planning, two things that machines, even those equipped with artificial intelligence, are incapable of. The fact is that although machines are automating more and more office processes, rather than sending office workers to the unemployment line, they are simply freeing up human brains for more important work. 4. Blinking is something that we do unconsciously to shield our eyes from harm. The majority of the human eyeball is protected by a bony socket. Yet, a portion of it, approximately 1/10 of the total eyeball, is exposed when our eyes are open. This leaves the eye, one of the most sensitive and delicate organs in the body, vulnerable to a variety of irritants and particles floating in the air. Fortunately, our eyes are equipped with an effective safeguard, blinking. Blinking performs two functions that help protect our vision. First, it lubricates the exposed portion of the eyeball to ensure that our sight remains clear. And second, it deposits a thin layer of fluid on the exposed surface that protects it from particles in the air. 5. Sabrina, a cat that fell from a 32-story building and landed on concrete, suffered only a chipped tooth and a mild lung injury. The ability of cats to fall gracefully and relatively unharmed from great heights is not fully understood by humans, though high-speed cameras have revealed some details. As a cat falls, it first twists its body to put itself in an upright position. Next, it extends all four legs outward. In this position, the cat's body functions almost like a parachute to decrease its falling speed. By increasing air resistance in this way, the cat is slowed during its descent. It is a successful strategy. Compared to humans, who fall at an average speed of 195 kilometers per hour, cats drop quite slowly, averaging speeds of about 96 kilometers per hour. 6. The fruit of the mango tree has been appreciated by the people of India for about 3,000 years. We know this to be the case because their beliefs about the symbolic meanings of this fruit were recorded in important ancient texts. Throughout parts of India, the mango is considered to represent many positive things, including good luck, fertility, love, and wealth. Its leaves are used for decoration during wedding ceremonies, as they are said to ensure that new couples will have lots of children. Additionally, as a testament to the fruit's cultural significance, references to the mango can be seen in Indian art, design, poetry, and architecture.